Pasha discusses the encampments of the Bnei Israel in the Midbar, in which the Bnei Israel, surrounded the Mishkan while they traveled through the desert. They surrounded the tabernacle while they traveled through the desert from Egypt, or from Har Sinai, to Eretz Yisrael. The way that they traveled around emplacement around the Mishkan was, the way they encamped around the Mishkan was in a square. The same tribes always camped in the same spot relative to the Mishkan. Even when they traveled, according to one opinion, they traveled in that square. According to another opinion, they made a and then they encamped in the square. What was the division of the tribe? So the Torah tells us, Reuben, Shimon, and Gad in the south, Dan, Naphtali, Asher in the north, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvolun in the east, and the west was Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin. The grouping is interesting. I mean, there's a clear pattern here where Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvolun, who were in the east, were all the tribes from Bnei Leah, children of Leah. Ephraim, Manasseh, and Binyamin on the west were the tribes of the children of Rachel. Dan, Naphtali, and Asher on the north were the tribes that were children of the Shtachos, the concubines of Yaakov Avinu. And the south was Reuben and Shimon were again the Bnei Leah, but you need one more. Who are you going to put in for the third one? You use God. God, after all, was the oldest child of Zilpah, the Shifcha of Leah, and therefore he was joined together with Reuben and Shimon. All very neat and clean, as the Rishonim point out. The Megiss tells us it wasn't just now when they encamped in the Midbar that this order was followed, but it started from the times of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu told his children, when you carry me after my death, to Eretz Yisrael, to bury me in Eretz HaMachpelah, I want you to go in this order. Reuben, Shimon, God in the south, etc. And they took this as a sign that when they traveled to Eretz Yisrael another time, meaning coming out of Egypt, eventually with their children, after the redemption from Egypt, they will again follow the same pattern, where instead of walking together with the Mita of Yaakov Avinu, they'll be walking with the Shechina, with the Beis, with the Mishkan, and the Asherat Shechina and the Mishkan. And Yaakov Avinu represented the Shechina at the time that they went after his death to the Maris Machpelah, and in the eventual migration was Maisa of a Sinemabana, meaning that what happened to Yaakov Avinu and his sons was alluding to future events, and the Bnei Yisrael actually followed that pattern. The pattern clearly has a deeper meaning. If Yaakov Avinu chose this pattern, and the Torah spent so much time telling us about it, there must be deeper reasons for why these particular tribes were staying in these particular directions of the compass. I don't want to go into all of them now. We don't have time, really. But just for example, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher were in the north. Chazal say, Mitzafam Zav Yasa, the Gemara Zav Abasa, 21, talks about this. The Pasuk says, Mitzafam Zav Yasa, gold comes from the north. North is a place for gold, for riches. We find that Asher and Naphtali and Dan were blessed with special Olam Hazeh type of blessings. What do I mean by that? I mean the following. The Gemara tells us that there are three things which do not depend on a person's merit, but on a person's mazel. Gemara in Shabbos, Kufman Zos. Fine, but it comes to that. It says, B'ni Chayim Zoni, Lo Be the amount of children a person has, the lifespan of a person, and the zoni, the amount of food a person has, depends on a person's mazel, depends on the time that he was born, and when he was born, meaning these are matters that are very, they're so material, they're so mundane, that it's built right into the world, that when a person's born, he's going to have these things. It's not something that depends on a person's merit, necessarily. We find that the Shvatim was done of Talian Asher, excelled in these matters. Dan, as far as Bunny, Dan had one child, Chushim. Chazal say his children were as numerous as Chushim Shalkana. They were they multiplied tremendously. By the time they left the Mitzrayim, that one child had way more descendants than any of the other tribes, even the tribes that had 10 children, such as Binyamin. That one child had, in the 60,000 of members, between 20 and 60, while the other tribes had much less. So it comes out that son was blessed with a multitude of children. Usher, on the other hand, you know, Seraph Bat Usher lived tremendously long. Seraph Bat Usher, friend Chazal, was the one that told Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is alive when Yaakov first went to Mitzrayim. And Seraph Bat Usher lived to see the Geula from Mitzrayim 210 years later. She was the one that told the secret of where Yosef was buried to Moshe Rabbeinu. She was blessed with long life. Now it's a B'nai Usher. And Mazoni, Naphtali, it says Naphtali Amarone Soda, the Gemara in Megillah, Tefel tells us that Naphtali was blessed with an excessive amount of sadot and krumim, with a with very nice and productive land. That's the land of the north, the land of the Upper Galilee, which is a wine-producing area, the Golan Wines, that area. In any case, that's just for an example. They were on the north. The north is the symbol of money, of zohav, of physical and material wealth, and that's what these children excelled in. Let me discuss another matter that is also reflected in the order that Bnei Yisrael went out of the something very, very interesting. If you look at the site, you'll see a map of the Shvatim, of a map of the division of the Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim, which I took from the sacred Surah to Eretz Yisrael to Asovis, which represents the Vilna Gaon's opinion as to the division of Eretz Yisrael. Which is more or less the same as all the other opinions, it's just minor differences here and there. But this shows you the division of the Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim. I'm going to try to put that up for you. It's the name of the file is in the Ephraim, maybe you could put it up, it's in the lectures directory. The name of the file is okay, we'll try to put up a link for that. It's encampment. So in any case, the division of the land is very interesting. If you'll notice, guess who's up on the north? So Naphtali and Asher. And guess who's down in the south? You have Shin. And in the west, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Binyamin. And the east, Yisachar and Zvulun. Just amazing. In fact, it would be exactly the same as the encampment. It would be exactly the same as an encampment, if not for two slight deviations. What are the two deviations? The deviations are the places of Reuben and Gad. The deviation is the place of Dan. One second, let me get up the map for you. I'll put up the link. I don't have it. Okay. Well, it's, I don't have it here. Okay, it's, okay, in any case, there's only two deviations, and those deviations are, sorry for the the missing link we put up later. So the deviations are done. Done, it should be in the north, is in the north, but he had two nachlos according to Rashi and Yeshua and in Shoftim. Done had a nachlo in what's called Gush Dan today, Tel Aviv area, aside from his nachlo in the north. What's he doing down there? The other one is Menasha. Menasha is split again, is also split. Half of his shevet is where it belongs, on the west. But half of the Shevet is all the way up north. Where? In the Golan. Menasheh beBashan. Eretz HaBashan, which is Syria. The Golan in Syria area. Why these deviations? And the answer, I believe, is as follows. It's a beautiful, a beautiful thing to notice how the lands are really divided this way, and it's a Sefer Shiftei Yisrael by Fisher Mail from Baltimore who points this out. But he noticed that these two Shvatim are out of place, and he doesn't give me a satisfying reason for why. I want to suggest the following. Because I'll tell us that B'nai Reuven and God, the Torah tells us in Parshas Matos, B'nai Reuven and God came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, we've conquered Eber Yarden, let us stay over here. We don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu made them agree to the condition that they'll go out and fight the war in front of all the other Shvatim, because they were the strongest warriors. And then he said, okay, you can have this land. What would have been had they not made this request? Apparently, they would have gotten another area. What would that area be? My suggestion is, it would have been the south. The south of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, that will explain why Reuven and God were so upset about it. The south of Eretz Yisrael, from the Yerushalayim south, is all desert. They didn't want the desert, and it's also Eretz Plishtim. They didn't want to have to deal with Plishtim. They said, we'll stay right here in Eber Yarden, the Golan, well, was near Lebanon, quite happy over here, and we have plenty of room for our livestock and our families. We'll stay here. They really should have been in the south, but because they requested, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to agree to the request, that's why they went to Eber Yarden. Who would have been in Eber Yarden had they not been there? It would have been Yehuda. Yehuda belongs on the east. Yehuda would have been on the east and would have had the area of those two tribes because he was as big as the two of them. Once the two of them were given Eber Yarden, Yehuda instead was given the south. Well, is that fair to Yehuda? On one hand, he got an area that was mostly desert. On the other hand, he got the Yerushalayim now. The city of Yerushalayim, or the area at least around Yerushalayim, the Mokum Mitzvah was in Eretz Yehuda, except for Ritzua Katana. I mean, the Mokum HaMikdash was in Eretz Yehuda, except for Ritzua Katana, a small area that was also from Binyamin. So Yehuda got the south. That's why Yehuda's in the south instead of Reuven and God. What's that have to do with us? Because we wanted to explain why Dan wasn't in his place and Chati Shevet Menashe were not in his place. Chati Shevet Menashe didn't really make this condition with Moshe Rabbeinu, as Achronim points out. They were sort of given the land of Golan, that land of Golan, to be taken for themselves. Why were they given that land? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu give them that land and not let them stay together with the rest of the tribe? Perhaps the answer is because who was supposed to be together with Yehuda on the east? It was Dan. Dan is on the north, and he was supposed to reach down a little bit in the east also to take over this area of Syria and the Golan. That was supposed to be his land also, in order to accommodate he needed both the north and that little bit in the east. But it was necessary for Dan to be next to Yehuda. We find that Dan and Yehuda are partners in building the Mishkan. Kodesh Baruch Hu told the style to build together with all the from Dan. You had Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Dan together building the Mishkan. The Tzal from Yehuda and Aliyah from Dan. Building the Beit HaMikdash, done by Shlomo Melech from Yehuda. And the Ben Ish Almana, Chirim Ben Ish Almana from Shevet Dan, according to Chazal. The Chazal say that it's necessary to show that don't think we're giving Dan the raw deal because he's the lowest of the Shvatim, he's the last of the Shvatim. No, he's afforded as much honor as Yehuda. It was necessary to put Dan next to Yehuda to show that. And therefore, once Yehuda went south, Dan, or at least the part of Dan, from Eber Yarden, had to go south as well. And Dan ended up in Gush Dan, which was in Eretz Yehuda. He couldn't get the area near Yerushalayim, because that was promised to Binyamin. The Torah tells us that Binyamin of Yitro, Chazal say that he had to have the place of the Mikdash, and the Mizeach, I mean. But the area next to him, Gush Dan, was given to Dan. Who was going to then go up, forfeit that area? Well, that was right next to the other Chati of Menashe. It was supposed to be all Menashe together over there. Once Dan was given that part, the half of Menashe that was supposed to be there was taken away and was given the Golan instead. And now every single place where which the Shvatim were given is explained beautifully and fits into the pattern of the Digway Midbar to the T. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you again next week. Ezra Sashem.